It's the Agenda Podcast for June 17th through 23rd from 91.3 WUKY. I'm Tom Goodell. Our goal is simple. We want to keep you informed about the most interesting, unusual, and fun stuff to do in Lexington and Central Kentucky each week. And each week, we'll invite a special guest to share their agenda with us and then take a closer look at one of those events, as well as asking WUKY staff to make their recommendations. So let's get started. On Twitter, he calls himself a weather prognosticator, and there's a high probability you've seen his forecasts on WLEX-TV or heard him right here on 91.3 WUKY. He's a Navy vet from Ohio with two daughters, two Humane Society dogs, and he enjoys beekeeping, running, flying, and an occasional dose of WUKY's rock and roots music. Tom Ackerman, welcome to The Agenda.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invite.
What made you decide, with all that background, to become a weatherman?
Well, originally wanted to be a pilot when I got out of the Navy, and went to flight school for a while, and learned to fly, but then learned that I didn't really want the life of a pilot. And I had always been interested in, science and communications, and just kind of blended the two, and took an aviation weather course and really got into that and just kind of deviated and been doing this for 20 years now. So
you've really seen clouds from both sides now.
Yeah, that's true. Never flown anything bigger than a Cessna, but I do enjoy going up, but don't fly myself anymore.
How do you go about determining the forecast each day? What are the steps you go through?
Well, there's a little bit of science, and there's a little bit of, just gut that goes with it, and some finesse. So you look at data that comes in, and you use your knowledge of the existing, patterns. And after being here for 17 years now, I've gotten very well acclimated to how things work here weather-wise. So, it's just kind of a blend of the science side of it and the experience side of it. And as you know, forecasting is not a perfect thing. There's a fudge factor that goes into it, but we strive our best to be as accurate as we can.
Is one season trickier than another? I mean, it seems to me that winter would have to be very complex.
Hands down, winter weather forecasting, especially snow totals, is the most difficult. Because you think about it, you have an afternoon with heavy rain, you forecast an inch of rain, you get 2 inches of rain. Unless there's flooding, nobody notices. But there's a huge difference whenever you've got snow on the ground or no snow on the ground. So, that one's definitely the most difficult.
Well, now the real reason I asked you here, Tom, what are, in your opinion, the three most interesting, significant, or unusual events happening around this region for the week of June 17th through the 24th?
Well, I did a little digging, and, there's a lot, of course, related to horses and bourbon, because we are in the heart of horse and bourbon country. So I wanted to try something that was a little off the track for that. Now, I've got kids and they're not little anymore, but we used to enjoy, we still enjoy hiking with them a lot, but we used to enjoy fireflies catching with them. And I just within the past week have started to see them pop up. Saw a couple on my screen door. I've seen them blinking as I go out to work at 2 o'clock in the morning. You can't catch a sight of it. So Shaker Village, Saturday, June 22nd from 8:30 to 9:30 is having a firefly night hike. Now, I think the admission for that is just general admission to get into Shaker Village, which is maybe around $14. And I think it's cheaper for kids and I think free at a certain point, maybe 5 and under or something. You can check it out. But that sounds like a lot of fun. Shaker Village is beautiful.
No kidding. Oh, it is.
And I've never been down there at night. So to go and experience that, I think it would be pretty cool.
It's such a wonderful place to hike. And there are also the boat rides.
Yeah. We took the kids down. I think they take a paddle wheel. Goes down under High Bridge, if I remember correctly. Yeah, we did that a couple of years ago. The second one, this is straight up my alley as far as my job description. It's the Lexington Youth Science Summit, and that is that's Saturday, June 22nd as well, so they're both the same day. That one goes all day, but it's for middle and high school kids, and it's all STEM-related. They've got all kinds of great presenters that are going to be there. Now, there's a fee for that one. I think it's like $45. That's a little more expensive, but a great opportunity for any kids that are interested in any kind of science, tech, or math. They do presentations all day. Kids get lunch, and that just sounds like a really unique experience to encourage interest in that field. And my third one is, of course, I work at LAX18, and I'm planning on volunteering at some point because this is going to go on all through the summer, and I think September is the end date for it. But we're partnering with Habitat for Humanity to build a habitat house. So construction's ongoing. We've got build dates for that. But what's interesting about it is if you go on to Lexington Habitat's website, I was looking at it this morning. You can select. They've got the days listed that you can volunteer for, and it tells you how many slots they have open, and you can actually, you know, just choose to volunteer. And that's just a great way to volunteer, and that's free. You can just go out and do it and feel good about the sweat equity that you're putting into it.
That has been on my list to do forever, mm-hmm. So maybe you'll finally inspire me.
I've always wanted to,
me.
Too, yeah.
Yeah,
I need to get out and do it.
And, you know, I have trouble driving a nail straight, so, you know, I'm not sure how much help I would provide.
No experience required, from what I understand, so I'm sure they'll find something for everybody to do.
I will fit right in.
There you go.
I have the experience, it just doesn't help.
Just keep you away from the jackhammer, right?
That's right. Absolutely. Well, Tom Ackerman, thank you so much. Watch for him in the mornings and at noon on WLEX-TV.
It's a pleasure, and I love Rockin' Roots. You guys keep cranking out that music.
For an in-depth look at the Lexington Youth Science Summit, we've invited Andrew Spence from the Kentucky Science Center in Louisville and Bradley Hurst at Lexmark to our studios. Welcome to the Agenda Podcast.
Hello. Hi, Tom. Thank you.
Well, Andrew and Bradley, tell us about the Lexington Youth Science Summit. What is it, and what happens, and who's going to be participating?
Sure. So the 2019 Lexington Youth Science Summit is a full-day STEM event. It's essentially a STEM conference for middle and high school students. So we're going to open the doors at 8. We'll have breakfast. We have a full day of programming. I guess we should probably name some of our contributing STEM professionals. So we have Newton's Attic. Mm. We have UK Veterinary Medicine. Yes. We have the Northern Kentucky Mathematics Department at NKU. We have Boone County Public Libraries hosting escape rooms. We have the Society of Women Engineers.
Right.
Who else? Kentucky Science Center is going to be doing some programming. I don't want to toot our own horn too much, but we're going to do a maker lab and an explosions lab.
Yeah. We also have plant pathology represented from UK, as well as the physics department with some of their demos.
And NASA is going to be Skyping in. They're going to do some presentations for us out of Huntsville. So we're going to have some material scientists there speaking on what she does. All sorts of exciting stuff.
How did this start?
So this started in Louisville about 9 years ago, and we've been in Lexington for 7 years now.
Right.
So this is
the seventh annual
Lexington Youth Science Summit.
And how many kids do you expect to participate?
Well, we're hoping to have up to maybe 200 kids in the conference center at Lexmark on Saturday the 22nd.
I noticed there's a special track for girls, young women. Is it difficult to attract young women to get interested in STEM?
Well, I don't think the problem, and full disclosure, there's three males sitting around the
right,
table talking about this. But I don't think the problem is getting girls interested in STEM. It's keeping them interested in STEM through middle and high school. We provide these girls-only tracks so they have an opportunity to feel comfortable, to feel like they're in it together, that they can see other girls interested in the same subject matter. We try to sometimes to pair the female presenters in this track as well, but not always. We want to make sure it's a nice, broad, a lot of variety to the experience throughout the day.
And who is eligible to attend? Anyone who's middle school, high school?
Sure. Anyone who is entering middle school or just finished with high school is eligible to attend the event. Now, at this point, we have sold out of the high school Techpreneur track. So right. Lexmark is very proud. This is something that they developed, a business solutions full-day experience for high schoolers. So they will be in their own room working out STEM solutions and pitching business solutions, kind of on a Shark Tank model. But unfortunately, that is sold out. But there are plenty of middle school tickets available.
Well, what else is going on at the Kentucky Science Center in Louisville this summer? It's a beautiful place. And, of course, everybody remembers the giant mirror out front.
Of course.
So yeah. What else is happening?
Okay, so this is our summer of science. We have a bunch of fantastic programs going on for families. Coming up in early July, on July 6th, we are celebrating the fourth anniversary of Science and Play. That's our early childhood experience on the first floor. So we're having a big Fun to Be Four extravaganza for that. I personally am excited that a couple weeks after that, we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing with a space day in the building. That's for families. And there's an adult event In the evening, we're going to do a screening of Capricorn 1 and talk about moon landing conspiracy.
I was completely glued to my television set when the moon landing took place. And I had a giant map of the moon on my bedroom wall. Other people had pinups of, you know, actresses. I had the moon.
Right. So it's a very exciting time in space science and the manned space program. So we're happy to look back and celebrate what's happening happening in the near future. And then, you know, our summer programming is going to be rolling all the way up till when public school starts mid-August. In early August, we're doing a Super U event where we're going to talk about being the best possible version of yourself heading into the school year. So that's the mind and the body and the attitude and that kind of thing. So we're very excited about that. But in the meantime, we're also extremely excited for the Lexington U Science Summit. That's on the 22nd. I also should mention that there is a Louisville Summit on July 10th. So anybody in the Louisville market, that is also a middle school and high school event. So we're doing a separate STEM conference on July 10th as well. More information available on our website.
Great. And thank you, Andrew Spence and Bradley Hurst.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Lexington Youth Science Summit is at Lexmark on Saturday, June 22nd. Registration in advance is recommended. The fee is $45 per student, though financial support is available for the underprivileged. Registration information and complete details are at kysciencecenter.org. Now, with this week's staff pick, here's 91.3's Joe Conkright. You know him as WUKY's afternoon rock and roots host and the genius behind Joe's Blues, which is heard on Friday and Monday evenings at 7. So, Joe, what's on your agenda this week?
Well, there's a lot of great music, for one. This is shaping up to be an amazing year for music in Lexington. If you're a fan of music, then you definitely are in the right summer. There's some good shows at the Burl. I do want to mention a couple of them. One of them is on the 21st. The band Horse Feathers is going to be passing through town. They're based out of Oregon, and they feature a drummer from right here in Lexington, Robbie Cazenza, who plays with Horse Feathers. But they don't get around very often, and they're quite good. And then on Sunday, June 23rd at the Burl, I'm very excited. The James Hunter Six is coming to Lexington, as far as I know, for the first time. And they're based out of England, and of course you hear them on Rock and Roots. They've got an awesome sound. And one other thing for families, The Wizard of Oz as part of the Summer Classic Series. And of course WKY will be down there for The Wizard of Oz. You always find lots of scarecrows and Dorothy's and occasional Wicked Witch.
Ruby slippers I've seen, yeah.
Two screenings, 1:30 and 7:15 at the Kentucky Theater on that Wednesday, the Summer Classic Series.
And you know, if you haven't seen The Wizard of Oz on a big screen, I grew up when it was on television every year. And it's a wonderful experience to watch as a kid. But I didn't see it on the big screen until I saw it at the Kentucky Theater. And it's a whole different experience. The world of Oz really comes to life. The color is so vivid. And, of course, the characters, the dialogue. I mean, there are so many classic lines from this movie. It is such a delight to see it and hear the wonderful music, too.
Absolutely. And it's a digital restoration as well. So it will look better than any time you ever saw it on TV. And like you said, seeing it on a big screen is a different experience. Also experiencing it with other people.
Yes.
You can watch it in your home and even just with your family. But when you're there with other people, it's a different experience.
Movies were made for that. I mean, remember, especially, I mean, maybe today directors are thinking differently and thinking of home video and everybody's going to watch this on Netflix. But when The Wizard of Oz was made, Gone with the Wind, these other classic films that are being shown at the Kentucky Theater, the idea was this is going to be seen by an audience, and that collective response and being part of that collective response is a really special experience. And we're kind of missing that these days, don't you think?
We are missing that, and I think it's one of the things that makes the Summer Classic Series so successful. That's why the crowds are so large. People are bringing their families. They're bringing their parents. They're bringing everybody they can, and it just makes it that much more fun. It's more of an event than it is just an entertainment experience.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Because it's my podcast, I, of course, get the last word. Under the full moon on Monday night, June 17th, Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour welcomes Over the Rhine back to Lexington. Then Tuesday through Saturday night at Danville's Pioneer Playhouse, it's Kong's Night Out, a hilarious high-energy farce by Jack Neary, who imagines a rival Broadway producer desperately trying to compete with the pending appearance of King Kong at a theater right next door. The excellent cast, headed by Eric Seal as the hapless producer Myron Siegel, makes the most of the show's relentless physical comedy and punchy one-liners. And there's even a cameo appearance by radio legend Walter Winchell. The cigarette commercials alone during Winchell's segments are almost worth the price of admission. Tickets and more information are available at pioneerplayhouse.com. So that's it for this edition of The Agenda. Our thanks to WLEX18's Tom Ackerman, Andrew Spence from the Kentucky Science Center and Bradley Hurst at Lexmark, and, of course, WUKY's own Joe Conkright. For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.